phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Bott, and welcome to a kind of a cloudy Tuesday morning. Phone lines here, 221-1402. We got a great show today. We're going to have guests in here. We're going to talk about a number of things that are happening here in our town and across the nation. But first, I want to introduce you to my producer, Kelly Frost, Jr.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Kelly's fired up this morning.
Well, hey, Kelly's got my back, you know. It's, I think I saw you out there today looking at the leaves falling because you're trying to figure a way to make those leaves go back on those trees or saving the environment. We're talking about whale hunting. Now, whale hunting, you know, you would think that that there's something that you see at the movies, and I think it's on TV, it's called Whale Wars. So, you know, where Greenpeace is attacking whaling ships and such. So we've been discussing that today, all of us.
And, rightly so.
And rightly so. Okay. And guess who that is? My beautiful partner, Linda Bott.
Good morning. No, we need to find out more information about that before we just know that what the feeling was. And, of course, that's at the movies, which we brought up yesterday, that we've seen two movies, the Quantum of Solace and Twilight. And it's disturbing. Anyway, it's 49 degrees out right now, 8:08.
Okay.
Good morning. And how are you?
I am doing great here. I'm always ready to rock. You know, one of the things we talked about yesterday was, I said I wanted to talk about yesterday, and we never got to it, was the pardoning, the president's ability to pardon people. And sure enough, after I talked about it in the morning, President Bush goes out and he pardons 14 people. Now, you know, remember the other day we talked about was that Senator, President-elect Obama needed to make a statement. Here in the station, he hadn't, you know, and then sure enough, right after that, he made a statement. You know, I'm just starting to think that maybe I've got to start talking about other things, like what the lottery's going to be. Maybe we can win the lotto here. Then we can all be happy. So, but this thing with the presidential pardon, this is a power the president has that is a very powerful power. And nobody can question it. I mean, they can question it, but they can't stop it. If you remember, at the end of the Clinton term, there were hundreds of pardons. In fact, President Bush has used this ability to pardon people at about half the rate as both Clinton and before him, I think Reagan did. So, but he did pardon 14 people. And after our break here, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about some people I think should be pardoned and people that have been in the news that I want to hear your opinion on the pardons. But this is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. His name is Steve. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. And it's like we say, you know, this is an open line show. It's your show. We're just providing a forum for everybody to call in, which means then I completely lose control. One of the things we talked about yesterday was that we needed turkeys and we needed food for the Good News Rescue Mission. Well, Linda and I went out yesterday and we found turkeys at Safeway.
We went directly after the show.
$6.99 a piece. That's a piece. That's 12 pounds of turkey, so limits two. But it's a good way to pick up a couple of turkeys and to deliver.
And we went right down the street to Good News Rescue Mission. And you know what? There were other cars there. We're just loading up the turkeys. And we felt really good that we were able to contribute. But they still need more. And right now we're on the phone.
Ken White, good morning.
Morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you doing, though, Ken?
Hey, you know, we're holding up. The holidays are always a good time of year for us, and so things are going really well.
Okay, now we heard yesterday that you all needed a lot of turkeys. We put the word out yesterday, and we kind of put our, you know, we went out there too because it doesn't do any good to talk about it unless you're willing to follow it up.
Well, you know, you must have done something right. We had on Friday, we were still in need of about 350 turkeys, and as of yesterday's count, we're only in need of about 150 turkeys. So your listeners must have responded, because we're doing real well. At this rate, we'll knock it out.
Okay, now let's go Reading, let's go North State. You can get two turkeys for $7. All right. So it may even be $5.99 a piece. I'm not sure because I think I got two turkeys and it came out to like $11.50 or something like that. And
there's some really good deals out there right now.
And it's not just a Safeway. I'm sure there's other places. But if it's a chance, go in there, grab a couple turkeys, drop them off. It's user friendly when they bring it down there. So what else are you looking for, Ken?
Well, so it's just after Thanksgiving. You know what season's coming up after that, Christmas. And we've got our House of Hope every year puts on a big Christmas celebration. This year it'll be on the 20th. And we're in need of about 750 toys that we give away to needy kids in the community. And we ask for new unwrapped toys, $10 value roughly. And we'll have a big wrapping party on the 13th of December with all the gals at the House of Hope to get those all buttoned up and ready for Christmas, and then we give those out on the 20th.
Where do people drop those off, Ken?
They can drop those off right there at the Mission. The administrative office is at 2842 South Market Street. We're real easy to find. We're just two blocks north of the original Mission building, and just two doors north of that is our distribution center where we give out all the free clothing and household items and things like that. Either one of those two locations would be fine to drop off toys.
Okay, now how many people do you think you're going to be feeding there on Thanksgiving Day, Ken?
Thursday we're looking at about 1,000 meals. It's our one of our two biggest days, obviously, Christmas being the second, and we serve about 1,000 meals on Thanksgiving and Christmas, respectively. So actually, our big banquet is the day before Thanksgiving on the 26th, on Wednesday, tomorrow. I'm saying that. But yeah, our big banquet is tomorrow. We'll have about 1,000 people there. In fact, Chief Hansen, our new City of Reading Police Chief, is going to be our honorary chairman, and he'll be there at about 11 o'clock.
Well, he's a wonderful man. We had Chief Hansen and Chief Modi on last Monday, and I think we're in good hands here.
So you say
you guys are still there?
Yeah. Hey, Ken, hey Ken. So you need those turkeys today then, Right?
Well, we do. We usually collect enough turkeys to get us through both holiday seasons before Thanksgiving because my understanding is that the price on turkeys goes way up and their availability goes way down after Thanksgiving. And so we're usually blessed with all of our holiday turkeys right before Thanksgiving. And so we're still about 150 shy of hitting that goal.
Okay, okay, Reading.
Pay for tomorrow.
Okay, Reading and North State and... You all heard him. We need 150 more turkeys to make this a Thanksgiving for everybody here in town. They serve 1,000 meals. It's also for getting ready then for Christmas. So, Ken, it's a great thing you do.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, I just got to put a plug in here for the folks over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They come through every year for us in putting this meal together. And even with all the changes and the shakeup over there, they're coming through once again this year. And I just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody over at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Well, you just did.
All right.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Ken.
God bless you guys. We'll have a happy Thanksgiving.
And you too.
You know what? We'll kind of push this a little bit tomorrow, too.
All right. Thanks, Carl. You guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Nancy, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, you know, United Way's been around for a while, 55 years we're celebrating. We, too, are participating in the Turkey Trot this year in support of local agencies. And Shasta Regional's Turkey Trot is the funnest event. I just really encourage everyone to come on out, get involved, and just know that all the funds that are being raised are going to go to local agencies that will help provide the needs in our community. And, sure, you know what, Ken, to the rescue mission there, we should get the word out and get enough turkeys so that everyone has a wonderful dinner this year.
Well, it's a type of thing that, you know, that it's a tight time for everybody.
It is.
But this is also...
And, you know, the competition, Carl, is really, really hot out there. I mean, it's really hard times, tight times. We're holding our own here at United Way, but I know a lot of other agencies are really struggling. And what do? They serve the community. So I really want to encourage people to come on out. I know it's tight, but come on out anyway.
Yeah, and it's time, you know, if you can share, this might be the time, is that you don't get, you know, that present that you buy for somebody else, maybe it's time to, maybe instead of spending a lot of money on one present, spend less money on three or four, and so for people less fortunate.
Nancy, tell us where, when, and what one more time.
Where, when, and what?
The turkey trot
is, you know, in the morning, and it's going to be, I hear it's starting at Redding Park, but our turkey trot teams are going to meet here at the United Way campus, and of course the 2 mile and the 6 mile and the diesel horse dash, all that's going to be taking place in this whole area, right in the diesel horse area, so come on out, everybody, and join us, and we'll see you there.
Okay, Nancy, thanks a lot.
You're
and thanks
welcome.
For what you
Thank
do you for our community.
Bye.
Again, it's people helping in the community. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to finish up on the pardons, and we've got some guests rolling in.
My home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, let's go to this pardon thing. As we said, you know, President Bush just commuted or he pardoned 14 people. Now, President Carter, when he was president, I think he pardoned everybody that had been a draft dodger during the Vietnam War. And then, of course, Clinton pardoned a guy named Mark Rich, and it was, you know, a huge mess. Now, the people that President Bush just pardoned or commuted some sentences for, some had done something in the Endangered Animal Act. Some were drugs. Others were, embezzlement. Now, a lot of times what happens is that they can ask for a pardon to have this removed from their record after so many years. They have to go through a process. So somebody could have done something, say they had a drug charge for selling marijuana back when they were 20 years old, had gone to jail, and now it's been 30 years. They've become a pillar of the community. They have never been in trouble, so they've asked just to have this completely removed from their record. And this is where a lot of these happen. Now, the one I'm interested in, though, is two Border Patrol agents that are in jail right now for actions that happened along the border with a smuggler. And it's not an alleged smuggler. The guy was a smuggler.
This happened some time ago, didn't it?
Yeah, it was last February that, or maybe been a year ago now, that Border Patrol agent Ignacio Ramos shot a smuggler that was running away. He thought he had a gun. His partner was laying on the ground. He thought he had been shot by this guy. And it turns out that, you know, when the guy kept running, he thought, well, okay, he hasn't been shot. His supervisor was there. Their supervisor was there. A number of other people were there. They did not report the shooting, which was, you know, which they should have. Now, what they did as far as shooting, because they thought he thought the other guy was armed. He saw something in his hand. It turned out he had 800 pounds of marijuana in his van when he was running. And the reason all this came up is because the smuggler talked to his aunt, who lived in Texas, said, you know, a Border Patrol guy had shot him. He got shot in the butt and didn't slow him down, obviously, so it couldn't have been that bad a shot. So this was prosecuted by the feds. And what they did was they gave immunity. They gave immunity to this smuggler, brought him back. They testified against the Border Patrol agents, and they said, well, they violated the Fourth Amendment of the unarmed smuggler. It's in violation of someone's Fourth Amendment's rights to shoot them in the back while they are fleeing if you don't know who they are or if you don't know they have a weapon. Now, they're saying is that, guess what? We thought they had a weapon. We knew who he was. So, but they also didn't think we'd shot him. Anyway, they have been put in jail for 12 years. They are in protective custody within the jail, which means they're isolated for 23 hours a day because of the prison population will kill them. In fact, one of them has been beaten severely. And we've gotten to the point, they've been in jail a couple years. Their lives are ruined. They're, you know, they've lost their jobs. The guy that they shot, he had brought in 800 pounds that time. He has since been arrested for bringing in another half ton of marijuana. And by the way, guess what? I think he also got like $1 million from the government for being shot. So all of these things. And you look at people that walk away from things for less. So you've got two Border Patrol agents who, by the way, up to then, sterling records, are now in jail for 12 years apiece.
So you're saying that you think that these two gentlemen should be pardoned?
These are two of the people that should have their sentences commuted, is what I'm saying. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get into the pardon part, but have their sentences commuted to time served, bring them out, put them on probation. They don't need to be in jail anymore.
And that's what commuted means?
That's what commuted means. Also, the fact is, this is time to write to Congressman Herger, write to Feinstein, write to Boxer, write to anybody in the chain here to say, hey, let's have these guys' sentences commuted. Let's get them out of jail. I mean, if you're going to release, people that have, you know, that are, I mean, criminals, but yet they've given hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to the president in his campaigns, such as Clinton, then why are we keeping Border Patrol agents here in jail? These are guys that, you know, they're long, they have a tough job. They did what they thought was right. And again, it's a split second thing. They've made a decision and now they go to jail. Now, how many other Border Patrol agents do you think they've got somebody that they're chasing, that they just let them go? Because they may think they're dangerous, they may think they've committed these felonies, but they're not going to shoot at them because who wants to go to jail for that? It's a fine line, and when you know, this was really big in the news a couple years ago and last year, and people are still talking about it. The bottom line is this: commute the sentences. President Bush can do that. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Join us on the other side. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS, and we have our guest awaiting us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS here. Phone lines here 221-1402. Anyway, going back to the pardons, I couldn't imagine why they were still in jail. Both sides have been on this several times. Again, you may not pardon them, but you sure can commute the sentences. Now, a couple other things have happened right here in town. If you peruse the paper and things, that it looks like that Miller proposes his downtown auto site for a police station. The police station raises its head again, and we're talking still millions of dollars. Again, everybody agrees we need a police station. We just can't figure out where. So you can go different ways. There's other buildings out there that need to be used. But again, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when Missy MacArthur takes her place, because right now it's 2-2. Missy, and it's going to be up to you to try and figure this one out. The other two things I want to talk about is child molestation here in town. Again, a local resident here, a teacher, has been convicted. He pleaded guilty this month to having molested three of his one-time students. And he's going to learn on January 6th whether he gets probation or not. I'm not sure that a person who's molested three of his students deserves probation, but then again, I'm not in that series there. But a child molester getting probation after already having problems at one time, even though nothing was, no charges were set against him, I always wonder about that. I have questions on that. And at the same time, we've got an ex-pastor of a church here who's facing charges of molestation, 47, almost 50 counts of molestation of a couple of children in a town here. See, I don't understand this concept where you can get probation after molesting one of our children. It's the fact is that from everything that I've read and things I've heard, that the chances of one day, you know, you're a pedophile and the next day you're not a pedophile is almost unheard of. That once they're a pedophile, they stay a pedophile for the rest of their lives. Somebody can call me and tell me I'm wrong, and they can cite to me where I'm wrong, but this is what I've read before. Anyway, two cases here in town that you hate to read about them, but then again, we as parents, we need to make sure that we know what's going on with our children at all times. Part of the problem, of course, being if it's in a church, is you expect them to be safe in a church, which is unfortunate, as the Catholic Church found out. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to change the subject here a little bit.
Good.
And, it's a little sour and dour, but, you know, one of the things we do here in town, because this station is for everybody, is that we talk about all different types of community events. You know, things like from the Turkey Trot to the Good News Rescue Mission, but also another one of the things that we are passionate about also is our ability to have another method for our citizens here in Reading to have access to the airwaves.
Good morning. We are going to introduce you to, she's been on the air before, her name is Sharon Warenius, and Sharon has started her own entertainment group called SEG. Later maybe you can tell us what those initials stand for, but you're very, very involved with our Community Access Channel 11. And we're in bad shape, in dire need with Channel 11 right now. Could you, well, first of all, good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl, and everybody out there.
And what does SEG stand for?
SEG stands for Shasta Entertainment Group.
Okay. So why don't we just open up with your thoughts on what's going on with Channel 11.
Yeah, I think we should do that. You know, Channel 11, most people, it seems like, don't really understand what Channel 11 is. Let me try to explain it. Channel 11, Charter Cable Channel 11, is our community access station. It goes by the name of RCAC, Reading Community Access Corporation. And it is a platform, just like radio can be, just like newspaper can be, where people in the community can actually go to this station, film almost any type of show they want, whether it's an individual or whether it's an organization, a church, a business, or whatever, and communicate to the community what it is that they do, what services they offer, or just for people who want to have a platform to complain or to applaud. And it is so underutilized right now that I want to try to recreate the interest back into community access television and let people understand that it is there for them.
And we as a community own it.
We as a community pretty much own it. We're not using it, though, so if you don't use it, we are going to lose it. We desperately need people to get involved. Now, there's a couple of different ways you can do that. They do offer classes. I do believe we have a new class starting on December 8th, where you can go in and take your basic production classes where you learn to run all of the equipment. You learn the basics on how to produce your own show. Once you're certified, of course, you can go in there almost any time you want with some, you have to call and make sure that the studio is available, but you've got all the equipment and the studio to use to produce your own show.
Well, now, Carl was asked by your entertainment group produced this. What is it? We got a phone call. It's just a second, but we'll get to you in a second. But let me complete my thought. Your entertainment group put together the city council meeting, which was viewed by so many people, and they played it over and over again. It was very well done. Carl was asked to be the moderator, and what a wonderful platform for everyone to have a moment for our community to see what the council members look like, to hear the council members, and to all have equal time.
Right, right.
So congratulations on that. Shall we go
Thank
to the phones?
Hey, Donna, good morning.
Good morning. Say, I wanted to give out the president's comment line. There's a telephone number where that you can leave a comment. Sometimes you speak with a person. Sometimes you just get a recording.
Great.
But the telephone number is 202, area code 202-456-1111. And I think these Border Patrol agents should be home for the holidays with their family, and I have already made my call. So want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Donna, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, now, Donna just performed a great service for us here. That 202-456-1111 will be on the website, Free Fire Radio, later on today. And that way you can just call up, say, hey, look, commute the sentences, free the Border Patrol agents. Okay.
Well, let's get back into Channel 11, and we'll share with our listeners, didn't we, Carl, that we took this class. Actually, Bob and Brenda Boulanger had called me and asked if they were taking this class and if I would be the host of this television program that was going to tell our listeners or tell any of the viewers, this is what you can do with Channel 11. So I said, Carl, why don't you go with me? The next thing, Carl and I went to this meeting and said, let's take this class. So we actually, you were just one class into a 6 or 7 week program, and we said, let's really take this program. And tell our listeners what one can learn in this program.
Well, I guess the biggest thing they can learn is that the station is there for them. You know, the last caller that we just had, Donna, who was, you know, giving us the information about who to call, and about the police stuff that you had mentioned, Carl. You know, I had an interview with Chief Hansen just the other day, and I got to go on a tour through the police station. And I know that right now we're in really bad financial times, and we don't know what's going to happen, whether or not we're going to get a new police station right now or where it's going to be or any of that stuff. But he showed me all the problems with the existing police station. Now, Channel 11 could actually put this on and help the community to understand why we even need a new police station in the first place. And this is the type of stuff, whether it's a hospital or whether it's one of the parks like Turtle Bay Exploration Park, who could use this to go ahead and show light, to showcase what they have available. Let the community, you know, I would love to see a hospital do something, you know, and show us like how to do first aid, you know, something that the community could use.
Okay, now we're going to talk about, if you want, not you, but anybody that's listening, you want to be on TV, we're going to tell you how to do that. We've got to take a quick break here. Join us. Carl Lindabad here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Now, if you want to have your own TV show, and you've always wanted to have your own TV show, and this could be anybody from age 6 to 86 or even 106, and you've always wanted to have a TV show, and you always thought, well, you know, I've got really kind of really interesting things to say, and you know what, I want to have a cooking show, I want to talk about needlepoint, I want to talk about canning vegetables, I want to talk about the Kama Sutra, I want to talk about all of these things, I want to put it on the air, I want to share my knowledge. Channel 11 is the way to do that, isn't it?
It is the way to do that. You know, and Carl, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Through Shasta Entertainment Group, I have gone ahead and I'm producing another show, not just the forums, but something else, where I'm going to take the stage at Channel 11, and I'm going to present my vision for the future of Shasta County in the North State. And this is something I can do because way back when in 1971, when the cable franchise agreement first originated, it basically states that cable companies, in this case Charter Cable, has to provide the airwaves, the TV airwaves, for community access station.
Well, now, it's the other thing, not to break in, which I am, though, in the big cities, New York and all that, you've seen a number of these cable TVs, the local cable TVs, and they have all types of shows. And you don't have to know how to run the camera. You don't have to know how to run the boards or the audio. They've got the people there to do it.
And yes, and eventually when people start taking classes again at Channel 11, there will be a big pool of talent that you can choose from, volunteers, who will come in and help you form that crew to help you get something produce. Everyone's got a story to tell. It's okay. Open for
and
them.
And you own that, too. I mean, it's not that belongs to you, then. That tape
that
or that
programming.
CD, that DVD comes to you.
Yeah. It does belong to you. And as a matter of fact, in a number of community access stations, that's where some of the, like, kids' shows, I think Reading Rainbow began as a community access tape program.
Let's clarify something. You are on the board of directors, and earlier we said that Channel 11 was in a hurt. Well, people don't realize, and that's what we love about our show, is to be able to bring to light some of the circumstances that's happening in the North State. And one of them is that it is not funded by the city.
Well, not like it used to be. There was a new contract rewritten in 2001, which took a lot of the funding from the city.
But there's some.
The city uses Channel 11 to produce their city council meetings and the Anderson City Council meeting and Shasta Lake City.
Okay, we need to get clarification here. What is it that you need? How can we help you?
Well, Channel 11, the funding that they get is so minimal. The only way that they really make money to stay alive is by people taking classes and people either renting the studio or hiring out the studio and the people to help produce a show. And that's where the money comes from.
And people can make a donation as they go through at the end of the year. I choose to give some money to this organization or to this organization. You take payment checks, Right. Anything to help with keeping it going.
Absolutely. We're open for donations at any time, and there's even PayPal. You can get to their site at readyandaccess.com and donate with PayPal.
Fabulous.
John, good morning.
Good morning. I have two questions. The first one is, when's the next class at RCAC? Because I'd like to take it.
December 8th.
Okay. And the next question is that under the charter agreement, Channel 11 was supposed to be supported. What happened to Charter supporting them?
Well, Charter collects a franchise fee for your PEG fee, which part of that does go to the station from the city, but mostly it goes into a municipal fund from the city. And right now, the city is hurting so bad. They've got freezes on salaries. They've, you know, the freezes on hiring. We, at this point, I understand why they can't give us more money, but normally that's where the money comes from. Right now, the money is pretty much staying in the city so that the city could utilize it.
I thought there was a contract that guaranteed that the money would go to the station.
That was probably a prior contract, but like I said, the contract was rewritten and signed and took effect in 2005, which changed all of that.
Okay, then.
Okay, hey, John, we've got to take a break
here.
Thank
you very much.
Thanks for your phone call.
I got my questions answered.
Okay, thanks a lot, John.
Bye.
Hey, this is Carl DeBott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're going to finish this up on the other side. I'm going to tell Dorothy, who called yesterday, that I have a new definition of fascism for her. Join us on the other side. Okay, hey, this is Carl Butt. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. And the phone lines are filled up. Let's get to them.
Okay, let's laser point right here, Sharon Warenius, who is on the board of directors with Channel 11. What is it that we need to do to keep Channel 11 alive? You've got 30 seconds.
We need people out there who are willing and wanting to get up on the stage and use it to enlighten, enrich, and educate our community. We need people to support us. So call RCAC at 241-7222, and you can look at my website, ShastaEntertainmentGroup.com, and I'd be happy to help you.
Joyce, good morning.
Yeah. Pardon me, I hate to be the Grinch,
okay,
but I think people still remember that Channel 9 had some serious financial difficulties.
We're not Channel 9, though. This is not Channel 9.
I don't mean Channel 9.
Channel 11.
Channel 11, excuse me.
Yes, they had, I think they had somebody, embezzled money.
Somebody misappropriated some money.
Yes.
Hundreds of thousands.
So I know, but that person wasn't vetted correctly, and I think people do recall that, so hopefully we can get beyond that. But I know that pops into certain people's heads.
And, you know, you're absolutely right. And
especially if you're trying to raise money.
Yeah, but yeah. You know what? Things have changed since then.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. I'll tell you something I love on that show is the arts on Saturday.
You know, and that's the type of thing.
Isn't that a wonderful program?
Yes,
but
is.
I would like
it
to
is.
See more local also.
Well, you know what? We can do that. We can do that
yeah.
if people just get involved. Thank you so
okay.
much.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. It's Jeff. I want to talk about the two Border Patrol agents. I was down on the border at the time of their sentencing. I was with the Minutemen. That was 2 years ago. And worked the same area along the border, helping the Border Patrol locate and help them round up some of the illegals that were coming across.
Was I pretty correct in what I was saying, Jeff, what happened?
Well, the two agents, you know, there was the first one was there was a physical altercation. They were in a fight. And so he was shooting. The second one arrived. Saw his friend shooting, thought he'd been shot. He returned one shot as he saw the running away drug dealer turn around towards him, and it was struck in the butt. That shell was removed by the hospitals on the U.S. side. The bullet mysteriously disappeared. It could never be traced to either one of those agents.
Oh.
And the Davila, the busted illegal Mexican drug dealer, he was busted a second time when he was on a pass to cross into the U.S. to receive treatment for that injury, and they caught him again coming across with a van loaded with over 700 pounds, and he was again given amnesty to testify against these agents. So this is a
God bless. God bless the federal prosecutors. Sometimes
unbelievable.
Yeah.
And our president, you know, he's done a lot of things, good, bad, and so forth. I'm not a basher, but the best thing he could do right now would be to give these two guys, you know, the honors they deserve and let them be home for their holidays for their families. they're not criminals.
Well, you know, Jeff, you have been along the border, and so the facts that I remember and the facts I've been looking up and researching are all correct. So that's all I'm saying is that, you know, you don't have to pardon them if you don't want to pardon them, but let's commute the sentences, get these men home, release the Border Patrol agents, send them home. You know, the smuggler who has tried to bring in over 1,500 pounds of marijuana into our country has been caught. You know, is he in jail right now?
Yeah, they got him a third time, and this time they prosecuted. So he is under sentence now, and his sentence is less than the two Border Patrol agents. And, it's such a discredit to those agents. They were experienced men. They were 10- and 12-year veterans.
Yeah.
And a typical discharge without a report is like 2 days to 2 weeks off without pay. There were two supervisors at the scene that knew that the weapons had been discharged, didn't request put these officers up and say, give us a report on it. It was just all brushed away by the supervisors and approximately six other agents that were helped transporting the drugs from that Mexican's van after he crashed. So, you know, to me, jail is for punishment or rehabilitation. And in both cases, there's no justification to keep these men incarcerated.
Yeah.
Their punishment is way over. There's a thing called cruel and unusual. And they were given 1 year and 2 years, but because of Texas law that had been passed with the intent to prevent criminals from using a weapon in a commission of a crime, they were added another 10 years. Well,
wow.
Agents are required to carry their weapons. So,
hey Jeff, you know. I've got a break, but thank you so much for your phone call.
Sure.
Thanks. Hey, look, this is Carl Lindabad here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. The phone line to call the president, 202-456-1111. Free the Border Patrol agents. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?